News RELEASEWATERLOO Region Community Foundation Today, Waterloo Region Community Foundation, WRCF, and the Region of Waterloo announced grants totaling $747,000 to support the arts in Waterloo Region, $502,000 to 37 small and mid-sized arts organizations and arts initiatives at community organizations through funding provided by WRCF's Arts Grants Fund and several fundholders, as well as $100,000 from the Region of Waterloo, $15,000 through WRCF's Arts Grants Fund, as part of a collaboration with the City of Waterloo, that donated another $10,000 to provide a total of $25,000 to support individual artists in our region through the microgrant program facilitated by Pat the Dog Theater Creation, $230,000 to 36 individual artists and arts collectives, through funding provided by the Region of Waterloo overall. WRCF received 176 applications requesting more than $1.8 million in arts funding from local organizations, individual artists, and arts collectives. Projects spanned all categories of the arts, including theater, visual arts, music, dance, film, video, multimedia, publishing, writing, performance, photography, pottery, and many more. Two volunteer committees, comprised of people from the arts community across Waterloo Region, developed the granting guidelines and applications, reviewed applications using the criteria outlined in the guidelines, and recommended funding allocations for the Arts Grants Fund. Making funding recommendations that reflect the diversity of people across our region, and a wide range of arts disciplines, were priorities for WRCF and both committees reviewing arts applications, said Eric Avner, President and CEO, Waterloo Region Community Foundation. The projects selected achieved those goals, but many excellent projects did not receive funding because funding available was 40% of the total requested. Having a vibrant and supported arts community is an important component of creating and maintaining a region where people are connected and thriving, so WRCF is committed to continuing to work with partners across the region to explore options. I am thrilled to see over $300,000 in regional funding supporting artists and arts organizations of diverse disciplines, a testament to our commitment to vibrancy and creativity across Waterloo Region, said Karen Redman, Regional Chair. As we grow to a community of 1 million residents, it is essential that everyone has access to arts and culture that enriches our lives, fosters meaningful connection, and nurtures a future where everyone can thrive. The lists of organizations, individual artists, and arts collectives that received funding are included below. Organizations Arts Integration, Green Light Arts, Belmont Village Festival, City of Waterloo, Bond Park Media, Kitchener Public Library, Cambridge Public Library, Cambridge Sculpture Garden, Cambridge Symphony Orchestra, Community Music School of Waterloo Region, Cosmic Fishing Theatre, The Registry Theatre, Crow Shield Lodge, Galt Jazz, Porchlight Counseling and Addiction Services, Green Light Arts, Grand Philharmonic Choir, Grand River Black Music Festival and Conference, Kitchener Public Library, Grand River Jazz Society, Hope Spring Cancer Support Center, InterArts Matrix IRL Festival, The Registry Theatre, Kitchener Waterloo Chamber Orchestra, Kitchener Waterloo Little Theatre, KW Community Orchestra, KW Flamenco Fest, The Registry Theatre, Mata Theatre, Mount Space, Midtown Radio, The Registry Theatre, Neruda Arts, Kitchener Waterloo Multicultural Center, Numu's Pat the Dog Theatre Creation, Pinch, The Registry Theatre, Quill Fine Arts, The Canadian Arabic Orchestra, Rima Collective, Green Light Arts, Rhythm and Blues Cambridge, Kimbridge Community Association, The Registry Theatre, The Village of St. Jacob's Business Improvement Area, Township of Woolwich, Unwrap Theatre, Waterloo Region Family Network, Willow River Center, Social Development Center, Waterloo Region, Women's Crisis Services of Waterloo Region, YW Kitchener Waterloo Note. Charitable organizations in brackets represent the fiscal partner working in partnership with the non-qualified DONI. Individual artists and arts collectives: Afro Vibes, Carbon Collective, Coraline James, Danielle DeVoe, Darius X, Denise Bowden, and Tigist Ushita, Don't Jump to Recipe, Eleni Zapsis, Fitsum Argai, Freedom Marching Project, Grand River Artist Collective, Hannah Gardiner, Indigenous and Newcomers, Caring Circles, Isabella Stefanescu, Jacob Irish, Jasmine Amoko, Christina Balaban, and Catherine Mellinger, Lauren Judge, Lauren Prowskylila's Journey, Mark Walton, Michelle Wilmot, Nicole Baino, Obi Ednani, United Paul Francesca D. Puppets and Shadows Theatre Sam Mercury Sam Nabi and Roshan James Samantha Ty Chantel Powell Charles G. Smith Sidra Mai Stephanie Florence Stephen W. Young Studio D20 Women's Media Arts Collective Treading Theatre Project. For more information about WRCF's Arts Grants Fund, contact info at wrcf.ca. For information about arts funding through the Region of Waterloo, contact Cultural Services at regionofwaterloo.ca. Additional quotes. We are pleased to continue our ongoing contribution to the microgrant program. This award-winning collaboration has provided a unique opportunity to support artists in our community and ignite the creation of new work. Perhaps the most successful part of the partnership is the achievement of the artists who have been part of the program, many of whom have gone on to present work both in our community and beyond. Mayor Dorothy McCabe, City of Waterloo. The Region of Waterloo Arts Funding will be instrumental in helping us amplify African cultural experiences through the Afro Vibes Festival, allowing us to engage a broader audience, support local talent, and foster a deeper sense of community. Peter Pierce Eloja, Afro Vibes Festival. We are incredibly thankful to Waterloo Region Community Foundation for their generous support of the historical horse and buggy mural restoration through the Arts Grants Fund. This grant funds the additional costs of including and accommodating the original artist, Kay Drawan, allowing her to contribute to the project from her home. Together with our resident artist, Keisha Thomas, this multi-generational collaboration honors the mural's history and ensures its legacy continues to enrich our community for years to come. Amanda Palmer, The Village of St. Jacob's B.I.A. The grant will support my upcoming installation, which includes taking over the square peg space in DTK in early 2025, and turning it into a playful exhibition for kids and adults. The installation includes research and testing out new media and experimenting with different ways of working that are new to my practice, Nicole Baino.